All right, let's get right into it, man. Frankie B, what's up, man?
What's up, man? DDB, Derek Bennett.
What's going on? What's going on? So today we're talking about how to get gigs, right? How to figure out how to relate, you know, create relationships to figure out how can I start gigging more? How can I start getting out there more? So I started to answer the question. One of the Academy members had this question about how to develop relationships. The exact question, what are your thoughts on developing relationships for more gigs? Maybe the answer is just to simply get better. So there's some truth to that. But, you know, I started to answer it, you know, and I gigged a while ago, like way back. So it may be different nowadays. So I wanted to bring somebody on that I know who's gigging right now, like seriously gigging. And who better to bring on than Frankie B? So just to talk about this subject, because he may have a different light, you know. So what are your thoughts, man? What are you doing now? Like, what do you think about the whole idea as far as, you know, getting gigs and just being able to, you know, being called for something?
Man, while you were saying that, you mentioned one of the responses was like, okay, maybe just get better at your craft or like to get better. Yeah, there's part two. Yes, correct. But, man, I'll just use this analogy. I'll use this example. It's a lot of ball players. You know what I'm saying? I don't know, back in the era when and one was a thing, you know, it's a lot of players that'll maybe school a lot of these NBA players. But the difference between the two is, you know, opportunity, maybe who their agents were or what have you or whatever the case may be. It's a lot of cats that aren't in the NBA that are killers. Like, they're amazing at the crap.
Some underground cats.
A lot of underground cats. Yeah, absolutely. Correct. And I'd say that with musicians, too. There's a lot of musicians just because they're not on the scene, per se. Absolutely. No. They are amazing musicians.
You ain't lying.
You know what I'm saying?
Man.
But I think what the thing is, and I've always heard this over the years, it's like, man, network, Frank, you got to network. My very first time going to NAMM was in 2016, January of 2016. After that, I've always made it a point to go, not because I wanted to just be a part of the wild crowd and the woo crowd, you know, whatever they call it. And it's not, it wasn't that. Or, man, let me get an endorsement. Let me see how much of this free gear I can get. You know, no, it wasn't that at all. It actually was, let's network, let's connect. Let me develop FaceTime with some people. Let me come across some of my heroes or some of those that I follow and look up to. Maybe they can share some light. Maybe they can impart in me, you know, something that I don't know that they know, you know. There's a IG account, and you know it too. I forgot, is it the Music Experience or whatever? And we did this.
Yeah, there's a couple of them.
We did a music panel. We did a panel, and it was a few of the bass players. And Drew Goucher got on, et cetera, and stuff. And we pretty much was talking a little bit about this too. Like legit, man. Like, and you look at Andrew Goucher, who's got an extensive resume.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So when I came across him at NAMM, at the MTD booth, it was like, yo, first of all, this is the Andrew Goucher. This is somebody who's really paved the way for a lot of us. This is someone who's really actively doing it. So let me glean from him. Let me pull what I can. Let me, even if it's a handshake, like, yo, man, so like, what's good, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And I felt like for me, it's something that I've done over the years. Man, I've been playing bass actively now for over 20 something years.
Yeah.
You know, when I tell people that, they'd be like, wow, oh, so it makes sense why you're this good or that.
Well, yeah, you just didn't start yesterday.
I've definitely put in some work, but man, honestly, the way I've landed these gigs, man, it's my consistency. You know, when I landed the Fred seat, when I landed that position, that was back in 2017. And the way that happened was over social media.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it was over social media.
Yeah, being able to play for somebody like Fred Hammond just through connections you had through social media.
Correct. Exactly.
Right.
And honestly, the story behind that is actually quite epic because one of the guys from the group Commission, Keith Staten, lives in Orlando. And my boy D-Lo he's been on this trend about doing a birthday bash every year or something. So one year, we decided to do a birthday bash, right? He wanted to do a birthday bash. And he was like, man, Frank, I want to bring in Commission. Since Keith Staten is right here, man, this might not be far-fetched.
Yeah.
So, of course, we went and tried to work it out. Of course, Fred couldn't be there. Marvin Sapp couldn't be there. but we still had a successful night. But what Fred did, he submitted a video. And so that right there, just that played a part, because then months later, when Tom Joyner did the reunion here in Orlando at the Gaylord Palm, Fred reached out to me and Dave. Was like, yo, I want to kick it with y'all. Let's have a conversation. And the rest was history.
Boom.
So really, you know, for me, that's what happened. My connection with Fred happened via social media. My connection with John P. Key happened via social media. Matter of fact, I did a old video of Lord You Are Good, just a simple praise and worship segment, a praise and worship moment. I posted Lord You Are Good. I was playing my old Fender Deluxe at the time. I don't even have that natural ash no more.
Right.
But I had that joint. I was playing. And then next thing you know, John commented, was like, yo, this dude is funky. Like, who's this guy? Yada, yada. And then next thing you know, one of my peers hit me, was like, yo, Fred, John P. Key's digging you, man. And I'm like, no way. You know what I'm saying? And so, respectfully, like Morgan's seat, but it was like, it was nice to see that, to hear that from an artist like as such.
Absolutely.
And all I did was step in. Whenever Morgan couldn't be there, I stepped in. For a whole year, all of 2017, I pretty much was on the road doing stuff with John P. Key. Fred started that year of October.
Yeah.
I did John P. Key's first hit January of that year, of 2017. And then I was still working and serving with William McDowell. My very first trip with William was to London.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? And so the way all that happened had to do with my connection with Mark, because Mark was the music director for William McDowell, you know, at the time. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's just been working with William, traveling everywhere with William.
Yeah.
And that's how that went down. So,
you met Mark how?
So I met Mark because we're in the surrounding area. And so it's like, it was inevitable. It's like, I'm going to run across them in music events and stuff. So I always saw him. And matter of fact, the church that I serve at now, going on 8 years, Mark used to play there for about 6 years.
Got you.
Or so, you know, so we all came together like that. That's how Red Camp started. Me, Mark, Hilo, you know, that's how that went down. So we developed a brotherhood, you know, me and Dave, we've been knowing each other for like 20 some years now or whatever, but that's how that happened. So of course, Mark's connection with William got me connected to that. And then Fred happened via social media, John P. Key via social media. And then it went from that to people just started, you know, word of mouth. It's like, yo, Frank's doing this, Frank's doing that. Like,
Can
I get you to do this? Can I get you to do that?
Eventually, you just built a name for yourself to
Yes.
Everybody started to know, and just like you became a household name. Like, all right, who am I going to call? Like, Frank Bruno is already in that discussion.
But Derek, guess what? The other thing to that is, how do you constantly get calls and all that? You got to do your job, right? You know what I'm saying?
Like, you get the call, but can you keep the call?
Yeah. Because there's people that's done it. It's like one and done. Okay, he did it. I will never call him again. Or, you know what I'm saying? So it's how do you keep getting called? How do you stay consistent in that? Well, honestly, man, I just made a post on Facebook. Learning music is one thing. Retaining it is another.
Mm-hmm.
Keep repeating that and let it sink in, because, I know a lot of cats that went down in flames it's like, I learned it. You did? Okay. Now let's run it. Let's run it from the top. I mean, missing all kinds of notes, just not, you know, so it's like, well, you got to figure this out. You don't have a whole lot of time. That time is ticking on the road. Oh, like, you don't got much time.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So 100%. It's like, you got to figure out a system that works for you. A method. So I luckily, because of the people around me and stuff, like, man, I learned to really hone in on that, and that's really important to me. You know what I'm saying? Learning music, retaining it, you know what I'm saying? Just be professional on the gig, whatever it is, you know, to constantly keep getting called. I don't want to just get called that one time and then it's like, well, you're disposed because you didn't really do a good job.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you got to keep
it. Our names is important.
I want to go back to something. I'm sorry to cut you off, but I want to go back to something that you said. So I don't want to get too far off, because I know that is where I'm going to go next, is just how to keep that. But I want to go based more so on actually creating those connections in the beginning. You said something in the beginning as far as your story sounded like my story a lot. That might have been the first year or this year before I went to NAMM. That was the same reason why I did this, to create connections. I didn't care about getting any endorsement deals and all that kind of stuff that everybody else was worried about. But I wanted to go where where I knew the people that I looked up to. I wanted to go where they were. And for some reason, it seemed like they were all in the same place at the same time. Everybody was going to NAMM. So I thought maybe if I can just catch a glimpse of somebody or, you know, get a half a second with somebody to talk to, you know, I'll be able to just figure this thing out or just get something from that person. Like that. One of them was shout out to Andrew Goucher. Also, you mentioned Morgan Turner. Shout out to him. Monster bass players, by the way.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. So but creating those connections, even through social media, I started to do that. And almost the same thing with me. Like it just started blowing up. I started playing to people's, you know, covers or whatever that, you know, whatever
right,
the case
right.
was.
Yeah, I remember.
And ended up being, you know, we kind of started around the same time. It was funny.
Yeah, I remember. I remember seeing, I'm like, yo, this dude is really branding
That's how
himself.
We met.
It went crazy. Yeah.
That's exactly how we met.
Remember, because it was the 15-second videos we were only able to do.
15-second videos, and I said, okay, yes, I got to figure out how to smash this 15 seconds.
In
15 seconds, man. And it was the craziest thing because you had to be very strategic in how you played and what you did. But yeah, that's a whole nother thing. So social media is a big factor, especially now in today's game. And that's why I wanted to kind of bring you on, because when I started gigging, it was decades ago, really. And I started doing that, really, you know, social media really wasn't around.
It wasn't a thing. Nope.
It was kind of who I knew in the city, to be able to just go to different things, just to play out, just to not be afraid of playing out. Another thing that we used to do or used to have, I don't even know if they do them anymore, is just sheds or jam sessions or, you know, things that. Open mics, you can call that too. But just trying to be everywhere where it's the same concept, because trying to be where everybody's attention was nowadays is on social media. But back then it was at these shed nights and it was jam sessions. Absolutely. In-person stuff. So, and I remember huge shout out to Kevin Camp, and I'll tell everybody this story. Kevin Camp, he plays everything. Kevin plays drums, bass, keys, everything.
Right.
But he lived in Buffalo and really good friend of mine. And I went to a shed one day and I was the only bass player. And I was like kind of timid and kind of, I really didn't want to play. Nobody really knew me. He knew me. He knew how I played. He said, dude, don't ever be afraid to play in front of anybody. Like, play. Do what you do. Just from that shed video, somebody recorded it. Just from that alone, I got so many gigs just from that video. So you never know what's going to happen, you know, when you start to put yourself out there like that. I know it could be terrifying, but yeah, that right there, I just wanted to be able to you know, piece that together, because it's the same concept, but nowadays it's just digitally. You know, you can get the most attraction the fastest. Man, you got Instagram, you got TikTok, you got Facebook, you got Twitter, you got LinkedIn, you got everything. So if you just hustle to put yourself out there, and it may be easier for some other people because you may not have the same connections as some, you may be brand new to the game, but find out where people are. I went to NAMM and I had no money at all whatsoever. I spent my last dime trying to get to NAMM, had no idea what was going to happen when I got there. But I knew for some reason I needed to be in that vicinity of other players. I live in a city where, you know, it's not too many guys. Like, you know, I live in Rochester, New York. Like, people are like, you live in where? Like, is that Buffalo? No, it's not. It's not Buffalo. Like, so there's not too many. There's not too many people here. So I had to make a name for myself and go where the people were. But yeah, just to that point, man, I want you to speak on, or I want to get your thoughts on, constantly, like you said, you started going into it a little bit more, constantly keeping the gig, getting those calls. What makes people call you back? What do you think makes people call you back to back for these prestigious sort of gigs or these different, you know, artists that definitely have made a name for themselves? What makes people call you back?
Yeah. I think it's just a number of things. Obviously, you want to be professional on the gig. And one thing that I learned too is, it's not just doing the gig, but like just how you conduct yourself. You know what I'm saying? Because believe it or not, you know, we're on stage together for about 2 hours, 2.5 hours, or whatever the case may be, depending on what it is, or 30-minute set, hour set. And then after that, we still got to deal with you off stage. You know, we still got to, there's that factor. So it's like, man, are you even cool to be around? Are you that kind of, you know? And believe it or not, like artists, that stuff matters to them. It's like,
Absolutely.
man, you know, how are they as a person, man? Are they cool? Are they, you know what I'm saying? Are they corny? Are they, what's the deal? You know what I'm saying?
You could be
I'm
on
not
a
saying you need to
two
go
month
ahead and,
tour. You gotta spend time with these
you
people,
know what
you
I'm
know?
saying? Exactly. So, you know, it's a number of things, man. Just be a good person overall. Be true to yourself. You know what I'm saying? And one thing too, man, stay firm on the person and on the morals, stuff that you believe in, that you stand firm on. Like, don't get sidetracked. Don't try to just fit in. Like, no, be you, do your thing, you do your job, and be you. Be the best version of you.
Absolutely.
Keeping a gig, man, this industry is really cutthroat. You know what I'm saying? This industry is cutthroat. So here's what I learned. Don't think you're out here to be best friends with an artist. You can get the gig today and get off of it tomorrow, okay? Don't get caught up in that. I'm telling you, don't
Oh,
get caught
God,
up. You can't
yeah.
have your feelings hurt.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? I know a few cats already in that seat. Like, just, hey man, that's just messed up, man. I thought we were better than that. No. Let's separate that.
Yeah,
Separate
you
that.
have to create a professional. It's so funny you said that, man, because I know so many people that right there, they just want to be friends with everybody that they're, but there's a difference between that friendship. If you have that's fine, that's cool, but then you have to have the professional relationship as well. And some people don't know how to separate the two or actually even mix the two. So that's super crucial, man, because some people's, yeah, they're kind of doomed, and if they don't fix that, you got another thing coming, man. So absolutely,
Exactly.
100%.
So that's what I learned. I learned that, and that actually helps me to navigate into a situation and just know what it is. You know, you don't have to necessarily be okay with the operation 100%. You know, some things may not make sense. You may not have the answers to it. You may have a lot of questions. Hey, well, why is this? Well, why is payroll next Friday and not 2 days from now? Why is, hey, listen, some things are left, just leave it alone. It's beyond you. It's beyond your pay grade. You know what I'm saying? You're not here to settle it and find a solution. Just do your job and go home. You know what I'm saying? Just do your job and go home.
Absolutely.
Listen, don't be get caught up talking about one another or like, yo, like watch your mouth. Your tongue gets you in trouble.
Straight up,
You know
watch
what I'm
your
saying?
mouth.
Even if you know what's up, man, everything is not for everyone. Everything's not for everyone. Like, just keep your mouth shut, man. Just be cool. Stay out of it. Stay out of trouble if you can help it, yo. Think about it like this, okay? And I'm really about to ruffle some feathers. Think about it like this. I'm a bass player. You're a bass player. We got your Damos, we got your Ethans, you got your Morgans, your Daryl Freemans, your Turtles, the Thad Johnsons, you know what I'm saying? And all these other amazing bass players, Modern Neon. You think I'm out here to, like, you think it's gonna just be this perfect world to just be out here and just be best friends with everybody? We all after the same thing. Like, it's unfortunate, but yo, we have to understand that everybody here, if imagine everyone is thinking like I am, right? Or thinking like you are. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's that factor, like you have to be okay with, well, this individual is not really feeling me. Yeah, it's all business. You know, or that, you get what I'm saying?
Oh yeah,
I'm just
absolutely.
only touching it lightly because not too many people gonna speak on it, but I don't care. I'm gonna say it. It's just I know it because I felt that. I've gotten that heat before. You know, I know some cats ain't rocking with me or because of the gig I'm on. I know some cats that felt like they should have done the Fred tour and not me. I mean, come on, word gets around and it comes back to me.
Wow.
I know what's up, but it's okay. It's cool. No love lost, no nothing. I get it. You out here hustling too, just like me. So it's cool. It's, you know what I'm saying? It's all good. It's strictly business. You
Yeah,
know what I'm saying?
it's business, man.
It's just what it is.
But
You
like you
got to.
said, I know some of the people like like you touch on that, maybe skill wise aren't the greatest, but the artist wants to work with them just because of their
Bingo.
character.
Bingo.
You know what I mean?
Exactly.
So you have that. I mean, those kind of guys, whatever that case is, you're going to have those people regardless of what you do,
For
regardless of
sure.
any success you have. I mean, if you, I say if you don't have that, you're not doing anything. You know, if you don't have people talking about you or hating on you or doing whatever, you just don't have anything. So that's a good point, man. You preaching, man. You having some facts here.
And
So
then and let me throw this in here. It's like I've had people say, "Oh man, you don't get tired making videos and stuff." No, I don't, because my mind is set on the end goal. Like, I know what I'm doing. Put it like this: 80% of my gigs came from social media. So why would I change that? Why
Absolutely.
would I? it worked for me. If it don't work for you, so be it. To each their own. You get what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
But that was also a discussion. It's like, don't knock it just because you don't want to be involved in that or you don't have the patience to do it. Don't knock it. You get what I'm saying? If it's not for you, keep it moving. You know what I'm saying? Just keep it moving. It's like, yo, well, come on, man. Derek, you really sit around and like edit these videos? Like you really this? It's like, yo, bro, wait a minute.
Yep.
It works. You got a whole subscription situation going on. You know what I'm saying? Come on, dog. Like,
yeah.
It just is. And so I can't be wavered. I can't be bothered by that. I hear it all the time and it's okay. And I always stay consistent. And that's why I think God has blessed me the way he did. You know, I'm on no high horse. I'm a forever student, you know, and I'm still doing this.
Yeah.
I'm still trying to be on an incline.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying?
100%. Still,
so I say all that to say, man, look, just keep it. If whatever works for you, you know what I'm saying? Whatever works for you, do it at 100%.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Go despite it. Block the noise if you have to.
There you go.
You know what I mean? You were talking about trying to keep the gig. Okay. Yeah. It's a couple things. You know what I'm saying? Be on time. Like remain, like stay, learn the music, retain it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Be a good people person in that regard. I'm not saying you have to be in people's faces all the time. That's not what I'm saying. It's just, yo, just conduct yourself. Conduct yourself. Like, look the part. You know, whatever you got to do, man. Like, just be professional. Just
yeah,
be
cross the T's. Cross the T's, dot the I's. Question, man. This is all great stuff, man. So I'm hoping people that are listening to this or slash watching this can... it's listening and getting something out of this because most times I say these discussions are almost more important than the learning the actual instrument. You know what I mean? Because at the end of the day, you can have skillful musicians, you could have guys that are super, super talented, but they're not getting any gigs. So the question at hand was, how do you go about getting these gigs? You know, you have to be able to be that person. You have to be able to not be the troublemaker. You have to be able to be a person that somebody wants to work with. You have to go where the music is. You have to go where the music scene is. If you feel like, I get this question a lot too. If you feel like you have to move, which nowadays I feel like you don't, just because of social media, I still live in the same place and I've done what I've done. So technically, but if you feel like you do, I know a lot of people just want to be on the music scene as far as physically, you know, being able to gig, please, you know, figure out what you want to do. Go to where the music is. At the same time, I had a question for you, man. When you first started off playing, because it's like ever since I've known you, you've been a monster, right? So I'm assuming there was a time that you weren't.
Same thing
for me. You know what I mean? So I think somebody starting off, especially starting off, they want to understand, you know, even not being aware of their physical ability yet to be able to play or their skill where they are, to be able to put yourself out there and not even know where you are, where you stand with other people as far as your playing style. Have you had an experience where you just weren't good yet, or that good, I should say? How did you conquer that or go about doing that? What was your first experiences like? Were you playing with a lot of people? Did you go to different places?
So check this out. I'm originally from New York. I lived in New York for 13 years.
I did not know that.
Yes, sir.
Hold on, wait. You were born here?
I was born in Brooklyn.
Are you kidding me?
No, dead serious. So I know the Yonkers, the Nyack, the Bronx. Matter of fact, Bronx Zoo was the thing. Kids growing up, every school year, we were going there for a school trip. You know, I'm familiar with that system.
Dude, I'm from New York.
And, you know, I grew up in an era where I was at church like every day of the week. And it was always like, okay, we got this church coming in for revival, this church. And it was a lot of cats that can play around me. So as a kid, my dad was always like, hey, son, just stay here in the corner. And I was always one like, but I want to play.
Right.
I want to get up on that stage and play. And he's like, no, you can play at home.
No, it's cool. It's all good. Sit your behind down.
Right. Just sit down and just learn. Learn from the old heads. It's cool. So one time, and again, bass is not my first instrument. I played drums and keys first.
Nice.
Yeah. I picked up bass at age 11. Of course, my attention span was like this. So I stopped after, you know, a few months and I picked it back up at age 14. And then the rest is history.
Nice.
Now, when I started playing bass, you know, church and stuff, it was cool. It was what it was. You know, I did my little 1-2s and little notes and stuff like that. The bass was ginormous on
Right.
me.
Oh, God.
You know what I mean? How it is. Matter of fact, I have a pic that I've posted as a TBT one time ago. It might be time to do it again this week.
Oh, God, man.
But, yo,
I did
it's
the
a
same
huge
thing.
bass, and I'm like a little kid on it.
Yeah,
Like,
I
it's
wasn't using them. Like a lot of kids nowadays, like they use the micro, like the little basses. Like
man, I wish I had that. I never had that. I used a Roman
I
bass.
wish I had that, man. I had
Right.
this
Me too.
huge long, I could
Yeah.
barely carry it, man. It was just
Had
ridiculous,
a
but
nice
nah.
long PV bass or Washburn, whatever it was,
Yeah,
man. It
Washburn.
was crazy. Matter of fact, Washburn 5-string was my very first 5-string.
Wow, that's crazy.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Wow.
So yeah, I wasn't that good. And here's a story that's actually dear to me. And I'm always share it because we're still connected to this day. Mars Music used to be a thing. When it first came out, it was a big music store, huge music store. When I was living in Palm Beach County in Florida, I was a kid. My dad took me to the Mars Music, and it was like the candy shop. You know what I'm saying? It's like, yo, this is crazy. So I went to the bass department.
Yeah.
And then, of course, I'm just, you know how you pick up a bass. You don't plug it in. You're just fooling
You
around.
just fold it right, fold
Somebody
around.
walked up and said, you're doing all of that. I wonder if you can really play. Can you plug it up? Let's see. It was one of the guys that worked there. His
Okay.
name is Ron Banks. They call
Okay.
him Buttermilk.
Okay.
What I didn't know is Buttermilk was a beast.
Okay.
So he
Buttermilk.
picked up
All
a four string bass
right.
and went to work.
Okay.
So from that, it changed my mind. It changed, like, my perspective changed. I
Yeah.
was like, yo, I need to play bass. I need to be a bass player.
Yeah.
The thing about that story, though, is we exchanged numbers. My dad did, not me. My dad exchanged numbers
Right,
and
right,
stuff,
right.
called in it, never got in touch with him. He ignored calls, text message, phone calls.
Oh, wow.
So, okay, cool. I went into the woodshed, just kept doing it, learned it myself. And that's why I always share people. People ask, well, did you get lessons? No,
Right.
I've never gotten lessons. The day when I wanted to get lessons with him, he pretty much ignored the calls and stuff. So, a couple years later, I step into a guitar center and I'm playing. Somebody taps me on the shoulder, is like, yo, you sound great, man. I remember who he is. He don't remember me. So I'm like, yo. He was like, man, you good. You sound good. So he picked up a bass. And then I don't know, my ears changed. You know, I got better. So he didn't sound as good as I thought he did. You get what I mean? That type of thing. He was cool. No knock on him. Like, that's my guy. Like, he's amazing at what he does. But my ears changed.
Yeah.
So then it was like,
Said
wow.
I said I'm a beast now.
So I was like, and so I literally, it the flashback right there. So I was like, you don't remember me. I reached out to you. I
Wait,
called
wait,
you,
wait,
texted you.
wait, wait, wait. This was the
That was
same
him.
guy?
That was the same
Oh,
guy.
shoot.
Yes.
Okay.
So
Wow.
that's why the story is so profound, because I'm
Wow.
playing. He taps me on the shoulder, Derek. He taps me, and I look at him
Wow.
like, and automatically those thoughts came back. Like,
Yo.
this dude ain't respond. He ain't called my dad back. You know what I'm saying? Like, bump him. That's what I thought. And he and so I literally was, we had a crowd, you know, they're like,
Said,
yo,
look at
this
me
man, I'm like,
now. Look at me
you don't
now.
remember me. He was like, what you mean? What you talking about? I'm like, man, I met you at Mars Music a few years ago.
Yeah.
You know, I wanted the lessons from you, but you never answered your call.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, wow. I was like, yeah. I said, but now I'm actually glad.
Thank you.
You know what I'm saying? I was like, I'm actually glad because this built something in me. Like the desire
The
to, I stayed up
drive.
3, 4 o'clock in the morning learning, like learning music, learning everything under the sun. You know what I'm saying? Like, that grind is with me to this day. It's like, yo, I'm grateful. So sometimes God will
Come on.
orchestrate things,
Come
you know
on.
what I'm saying, in a different
Right.
fashion. And so anyway, all that to say, oh man, I haven't always been at this level that I'm at. You know, this is something that happened overnight. This is not no instant situation. Like, this is years of work that I put in. People ask me, well, how do you develop this slap tone or this? It's from years of it.
Oh, absolutely.
I'm just honest. Like, it's from years of it. So
Don't happen
my beginning
overnight.
stages was definitely rocky and stuff. You know what I mean? But I think that those 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning on like buffering, because I didn't have high speed in there. It was dial up. You know what I'm
Right,
saying? So
right,
can you
right,
imagine
right,
2 hours waiting for this
right.
thing to really load?
Right. Oh
You
God,
know,
yeah,
man,
I remember all of that.
the
So
struggle was real.
question, man. So putting in the work, right? That's what we're talking about. So that's half the battle. Actually putting in the work, somebody to get somebody to recognize you. The places where you go, What do you think, or what are your thoughts on church being a place to be able to connect with musicians? Do you feel like that's a like a super underrated place to be for somebody trying to be discovered, or some for somebody trying to learn from people, or even like you said, your story, even like a music store where somebody just randomly, comes in. I've had those stories where I'm just testing stuff out and people are like, okay, I want your number for a gig. Like literally,
Correct.
or can you be in my band? Like I get that all the time. Every time I plug up and start playing in a music store or something like that, that happens all the time. So I feel like it is like that can be another potential place. But as far as even gospel, like church, being in that vicinity with all of those crazy musicians, I say some of the craziest musicians come out of church.
Correct. Yeah.
I believe it. What do you feel about that being a place to be able to network?
Yeah, I feel that because a lot of our peers come from church.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? Like a lot of the guys that we know, like they've played in church and stuff, and so that's the inevitable. Like that's it. Like it definitely worked. It's definitely groomed a lot of the musicians that we love today. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not necessarily saying that that's the cheat code, but it definitely plays a part. You know what I'm saying? It definitely helps to be around guys. Like I always say this, you'll only be as big as the pond you swim in. Guys,
True.
those listeners listening to this interview, this discussion, like, yo, if the cats around you, if you can't learn from them, if the cats around you aren't on what you're on, or better, like in that sense, like, what are you gonna pull from? Who's imparting in you?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You'll only be as big as a pond you swim. You know, they say that, like, a fish can't grow in a small aquarium. Like, if you know the everything about that species, that particular fish, you know what I'm saying? You're not gonna sit up here and put a shark. First of all, a shark shouldn't be your pet. All right, let's go ahead. That's a different discussion. But anyway, you're not gonna put that in a small aquarium. It can't grow. You know what I'm saying? You gotta put them in a huge. So I say that to say, like, yo, you need to start looking at your surroundings. If you feel like you're not going anywhere, you're not growing, you're not evolving, then look at who's around you.
Absolutely.
Like, look at who's around you. I'm not saying you need to cast them away. No. It's just you need to care that much about where you're headed
Absolutely.
to make the necessary adjustments in your life around you. You get what I'm saying? So
100%.
the move from New York to Florida changed my life. It put me in a pool of different thinking, different types of musicians. You know what I'm saying? And it put me to a place where, yo, you got to level up, Frank, if you want to stay consistent, if you want to, be amongst the top dogs and stuff. Like, you got to level up. So I had to go in the woodshed. I had to go practice, play, and do what I needed to do to be that guy. Like, I couldn't be like, okay, cool, and have my nose up thinking like, oh yeah, I got it. I done made it. No, it's too many cats. It's too many of us out here, Derek. It's too many of us out here doing it better. The little kids, I mean, come on, man. You know what I'm
Absolutely.
saying? They killing the game.
Yeah,
So
you
like,
got to grind that much harder.
we have to do that, man.
Yeah, got
We
to
have
grind that
so
much harder.
much There's so much that can be said on this topic. It's so important, Derek.
Oh, God,
It's so important, man. It's more than just playing or sitting around learning a song or two or whatever like that. Like, it's
Well, that's why I wanted to have this discussion with you. Hold on, I don't know. Yeah, I wanted to have this discussion with you. I thought I lost you for a second, but I think you're back on. But yeah, it's super important, and I felt like I couldn't answer this with just like, okay, yeah, just do this. Yeah, just go here and you'll be straight, or go here and you'll be discovered. You know what I mean? Like, so because there's so much more that's impacted in this question, or in this topic, because you have to figure out, okay, you got to have the drive, right? You got to be able to enhance yourself musically. You have to better yourself and your abilities musically. You have to be able to have the determination to go to where the music is, or to go to where the opportunity is. Sometimes it's just not going to pick you out of nowhere. How's anybody going to call you when they don't know about you? So putting yourself out there, having the courage to put yourself out there, using the platforms, using social media, using going to music stores, going to churches, going to concerts, going to sheds, going to live jam sessions, going to open mic nights, all of that
All of
stuff,
that,
man.
yeah.
So it's a lot that comes into it. It's like creating, on top of creating those connections and having the character to be able to say, Oh, yeah, I like that dude. I like that. Maybe I'll call him. He plays bass. Maybe I'll just try him out. That's the other thing. Some people might not even know how you play, but your personality and your character can just come off to where they're like, okay, well, he's a good guy. Let me just see. You know what I mean? Like just for a
Correct.
tryout thing. That happened to me where somebody called me for a studio gig just to try out. They had a couple of bass players really just trying them out, and I got the call just from personally just talking to them and just saying, "Hey, I play bass." So you never know. So you have to be you have to be willing to be able to put yourself out there, not only to get the big dog calls, but just to get those opportunities to get you to those
Period.
calls.
Correct. Yeah, like embrace that process. Like, don't think that you're just about to start learning basketball and you're gonna dunk next week. Like, no. Let's start. Let's work. Let work on setting picks. Work on a simple crossover, right to left, left to right. How to defense, like how to set, box out. Like, learn little things and work your way there. And in the meantime, work on your vertical. Like, work on your vert. Like, you know what I'm saying? You want to dunk and stuff. Like, it's like enjoy the process. I have a student that I teach. And he constantly asked me, okay, yeah, but how, but how, but how? I'm like, those hows that you're asking is you putting in that time to constantly, you got to put in that time. You got to constantly work on this.
Yeah, you gotta
It's
spend
not
some
going to
time with
happen overnight.
it.
There's no cheat code. Like, no, there isn't. There's no pill that you take that tomorrow you're going to be like this extraordinary phenom on base. No, there's nothing like that. At least I didn't hear of it.
Nope.
You know what I'm saying? So
Not at all.
it's just, just due diligence, man. Just putting in that work, man. Don't rush it. Don't rush that process. That process is just important. That's your story. Like, don't rush it. Let it be what's gonna be. You
The
know?
crazy thing, you have more of a, I think more nowadays you have more, there's, I wouldn't say competition, but there's more people getting themselves out there. But you have so many more platforms to be able to use to your advantage. And I feel like it would be easier nowadays to be able to create relationships and create, connections. And I've had connections with people that I've never even met before. And it's just, people that I've looked up to for years, just through social media that I never thought I would even come in contact with.
Dude,
So you
yeah.
just you you already know that you know the story. So it's
Correct.
like it's amazing what it can do for you. So I would just say take advantage of every single opportunity and go for it. Go to it. You know what I mean? And back then, before it was more physical, now it's more digital, and that's cool and that's fine. I still would recommend both ways just so people can, get a feel for you. But yeah, man, Frank, you spit out some, definitely spit out some nuggets, man, and I definitely appreciate
Bro,
you
man,
coming on. Man, this
I
is
appreciate
crazy.
that.
This
I
is
love to be able to assist and help. Man, it's something that I actually can say I didn't really get a whole lot of growing up. And
Absolutely.
so, like the era that I grew up in was kind of like you just kind of got shunned to the side. Like it was just like, yeah, no, just smooth to the side. It's like, okay, but I want to play. Well, we'll get there. And we never got there. So thankfully, my dad, like one of my, like, man, like one of my greatest inspirations. Like, he's definitely taught me how to just remain steadfast and just, hey, don't worry, your time will come. And there's more stories, man. I've done a couple of bass competitions that definitely put me through the ringer, and that helped me to be the person that I am now, because like I had to battle fear,
Oh
like I had to
God.
battle like,
Yeah,
so
that's a
much. It's
whole nother.
like the insecurities, like,
Oh
man, am I
God.
good enough? Do I even have what it takes? Like, I don't know. It's like for the first time, like I feel like I've met my match. Like, it's like, oh, it's stuff. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
So
you
it's
got to
like,
push past that point to be able to get over to the other side, because you don't know what's on the other side unless you go there. So that's a whole nother, direction that you can go in. Like I say, a base competition, like find out what's going on in your city, find out what's going on other
Yeah, what's
places,
happening?
push
Yeah, man.
yourself. I mean, that might be scary as ever, but I was terrified at first, playing or even speaking in front of people, man. It was
No,
the
I feel you.
worst.
I remember you
So
said something about that. You spoke on that before,
man,
or
look, I
how you
talk
spoke
about that
about how
all the
you don't want
time.
to show your face.
Oh God, man,
Remember that? Yeah,
that was the
I
worst.
remember
So
your old videos. When you look at your old videos,
my
this is
face
all
was
we see. We see this Derek Bennett right here.
right, the
The
ghost,
face.
right,
We don't see nothing else.
the headless bases, right.
Yes,
So
sir.
yo, so that's huge, man. Not only that, but just overcoming the courage and overcoming, not just having the courage to overcome that, and putting yourself out there is huge, man. Like that's all a part of it too. And I can go so many different ways with this, even learning the instrument and being able to try different things out that you've learned and you being too scared to try them out because you don't know if you're going to execute them. But hey, you would never know unless you try that.
Exactly.
So it goes hand in hand too. So creating, you know, relationships, networking, getting out there, it's just a fear maybe you have to overcome. I think that's really what it boils down to, and just having the courage to do it, and actually having the character, and just making sure all of your, you know, ducks are in a row when it comes to that.
Right.
But yeah, that I think ultimately, I think we pretty much summed it up to where have your ability to play, get better, always enhance, always be a student,
for sure,
and hustle your behind off. Like, go to where you think you need to go. Locally doesn't matter.
Yeah,
if you have to drive somewhere,
develop face time with people. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
Like, you know,
super
be personable
important.
In a sense. Like, start working on that. If you were somebody that was always closed in, but develop that. Because imagine this, and I'll say this: there's an OG here in this city. Right, I've worked with him for like 2 years straight, doing a lot of different gigs. I mean, like nice little extra income, you know, nice little gigs. And I mean, his talk game is so on point. But he taught me. He's like, man, Frank, I can work my way into any gig. I'm like, I see that.
Yeah.
Literally, like he'll be like, I'll be right back, Frank. He go and do a little talking, and he'll be like, hey, I got you open on October 11th. October 13th, and I'm like, dude, how'd you do that?
Right.
But that's because he knows the power behind
gift of gab,
conversation,
man.
FaceTime.
Yeah.
Somebody, you'll have successors tell you that. You know what I'm saying? It's like or a salesman. All I need is a small window of opportunity to talk to you and sell you this product or tell you about it.
Because that's ultimately what you're doing. Like you're
and
selling.
We're that much close to a win.
Absolutely, you know? You're selling yourself, really, to say like, okay, I'm. You're selling yourself, but you're not trying to be obnoxious about it. You're trying to show what you have versus being, you know, that person. But at the same time, the whole overall goal is like, I want people to be able to say, I want to work with him. So you are selling yourself in a way, in a sense, but you're just a little bit more prepared with it. But yeah, man, this is all good stuff, man.
It's
so
good, man. I appreciate the call.
The man. Meeting. Absolutely. Yeah. Hopefully everybody got something out of this, man. And, hopefully answered your question. And I want people to not, a lot of people, you know, kind of stray away from watching these talks, especially because we don't have bases in our hands, and I already know how that goes. But these, I'm telling you, man, these discussions are.
I guess we'll sell them a base.
There you go. that's a thumbnail, right?
Right.
So, but yeah, like these discussions are the most important to me. You know, somebody asked me, I think it might have been my wife the other day, you know, if I had a chance to sit down with my favorite bass player, what would you do? I said, I don't even want to play. I just want to talk to him. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I just want to sit down and have a discussion and hear what they have to say. You know, I can learn from whatever videos of them that I have, you know, I can try to get from them, but I want to hear them. I want to talk to them. Like, that is the most important stuff to me, because changing your mindset.
No, I agree.
I had a discussion with Hadrian one time when I first met him, changed my whole perspective. Never sat down and played together. We did, but that discussion that I had with him was just like, wow, that literally changed my whole perspective and my mind, and almost changed my life as far as it, you know, going to, you know, bass playing, you know, when you want to go there. So I'm telling you, man, these discussions right here.
Yeah.
If this is what you're longing to do. Now, if you're just a basement player, you just want to fiddle around at home and don't really care about playing out or doing anything, fine. You can skip this video or skip this podcast, whatever. But if this is what you long to do, this is the stuff you need to understand. This is the stuff that you need to, you know, to sit down and say to yourself, like, okay, what kind of person am I? What do I need to do? What am I lacking? Where do I need to go? Where are these people? You know, I talk about the time we talked about it earlier when I went to NAMM. Like, I went to NAMM, like, on not, like, when I tell you I had no, like, when I got there, I had no money. Like, I had to stay with family and eat whatever they had in the house. Like,
no, yeah,
I went there. I went there with nothing. And people don't even know that. And I was pretty I was kind of pretty known before then. But even still, I just said, there's something missing. I got to go here. And from there came so many different opportunities, man. It's not even funny. So I knew I was doing it for a reason. But I wanted to go where these people, I didn't move, but I just wanted to go and create some opportunities for myself. If I didn't do that, I probably wouldn't be in the place that I'm in right now.
And sometimes even if that trip, all you got was some inspiration.
Oh, God, yeah.
As creatives, we need that.
Absolutely.
We need inspiration.
Absolutely.
You know?
Absolutely. Yeah. I say that all the time, man. I get the question, because we could talk all day about this. I'm going off subject and everything. But people ask me, you know, how can I, you know, I feel like I'm stagnant. This is a question I get all the time. Feel like I'm stagnant. I don't feel like I'm going anywhere. I hit this plateau, blah, blah, blah. I said, go listen to some people that you like. Go listen to your inspirations. Like, I do that all the time. It don't have to be basses. Like, I'll sit down, scroll past, and I'll listen to one of your videos. I'm like, dude, what the heck was that? I'm like, all right, let me.
Yeah, I
let
do,
me
man.
Let me figure listen, out what this dude just
all the t- no, you know, yeah, all the you know time. What I mean? Yeah.
So that's super important to be able to do. You can scroll and there's so many different opportunities. Like, you have to gain inspiration from somewhere. I'll watch a Corey Henry video or something, like him playing keys. Like, oh,
yeah.
I watch Jacob Collier, like, I'm like, dude, what? Okay, let me fix. You know what I mean? So it's so many things to help you try to bridge that. And that's happening for me every day as long as I've been playing, as crazy as that is and sounds. But it still happens to me every day. So get out there, listen to different people. I don't want to go I don't go too off subject, but we can come back and talk about talk about that whole thing in another time. But Frankie B, man, I appreciate you. Tell everybody where you can be found at. I'll put your information on the screen anyway.
Okay, yeah.
Let everybody know what you're doing now.
I appreciate you, Derek. Yeah, I'm on social platforms. You can find me on Instagram at Frank B Day. Real easy, FrankBDay. I'm Frank Bruno on Facebook. And I'm being more active on there too, because I have a lot of people on there. So you can definitely find me on there. I definitely put some nice nuggets on there. Frank Bruno on there. I also have a YouTube channel. Literally, you just could type in Frank Bruno. You'll find me on there too. So just trying to cater to everyone and as best as possible. So follow me and let's chat, man.
Boom. Beautiful.